Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Thai Expat Daily Show. I'm your host, Kieran Mack, as always, and delighted you've been able to tune in with us yet again for another show. Now, before we do get into the top trending stories here in the country, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel as always, and hit that notification bell so that YouTube will let you know when the next podcast, show, or whatnot is updated onto the website. Now, if you like listening to us on a podcast player, there's a link down below in the description, and you can hit on that. It'll take you to a website where there's a vast array of podcast players. If you also like listening to a short form version of this, you can check us out on TikTok, and there's also a link down below in the description. Now, if you want to support the show, you can do so by buying us a coffee, link down below in the description as well. And you can also become a channel member, and all the information is also down in the description because that's where everything is kept. But now we're done and dusted with all that, let's jump into those top stories today. On May 1st, authorities received a distressing report concerning a foreign national wreaking havoc and injuring his partner at a residence in Chonburi province. Upon arrival, responders encountered a chaotic scene with blood-stained walls and scattered household items indicative of a violent altercation. The American man, identified as Mr. Murphy, was found in a state of agitation, causing extensive damage to the property and sustaining injuries, including a severe wound on his stomach from broken glass. His partner, Miss Kanita, suffered bruises and cuts inflicted by Mr. Murphy with a golf club. Fortunately, she and her sister managed to seek refuge and call for assistance before authorities arrived. When confronted by police, Mr. Murphy barricaded himself into the bathroom. Efforts were made by his friends and law enforcement to convince him to seek medical attention for his injuries. Miss Kanita recounted being startled from sleep by the sound of shattering glass and encountering Mr. Murphy behaving erratically. She was subsequently attacked with a golf club, prompting her to seek refuge. Perplexingly, a friend of Mr. Murphy claimed that the incident involving the YouTuber with a substantial online following was staged for content creation purposes. Law enforcement is currently conducting an investigation to ascertain the true nature of the incident and ensure appropriate legal action is taken. Senior police officials and the governor of Phuket are set to engage in discussions with 12 consuls regarding the issue of crimes committed by visitors to the country, aiming to develop innovative solutions known as the Phuket model that can be replicated in other provinces. The primary objective of these talks is to devise strategies to prevent and combat crimes perpetrated by foreigners on the tourist island, many of which have gained significant media attention in recent months. Police General Pan Pet, the acting National Police Chief, emphasized the importance of formulating a comprehensive approach under the Phuket model, encompassing measures to inform visitors about illegal behaviors in Thailand, ensuring safety protocols, and implementing stringent law enforcement measures. Police General Pampet further instructed various law enforcement agencies, including the Immigration Bureau, the Tourist Police, Provincial Police Region 8, and the Phuket Police, to heighten surveillance efforts to identify and apprehend visitors engaged in illicit activities. Additionally, he highlighted the concerned trend of foreigners occupying positions reserved for Thais, particularly in roles catering to their fellow countrymen, which has prompted an increase in complaints. Provincial Police Region 8 oversee provinces in the upper south, including Phuket, and is actively involved in coordinating efforts to address these pressing issues and develop effective solutions. The tourist police in Thailand have issued a warning to a British tourist identified as Mr. Thomas regarding his social media videos criticizing the country, citing concerns about the potential impact on the nation's image and security. Deputy Inspector Police Lieutenant Colonel Sawit of the Mae Hong San Tourist Police highlighted that Mr. Thomas's videos were critical of various Thai public and private agencies. Mr. Thomas was located at his residence in Pai District, where police advised him on the potential repercussions of his actions. He was instructed to remove all his videos from YouTube and other social media platforms and was escorted to the police station for documentation purposes. During the encounter, Mr. Thomas was made aware that continuing to post content deemed detrimental to Thailand online could lead to legal prosecution under Thai law. Subsequently, a senior officer from the National Tourist Police Headquarters indicated that the evidence collected would be forwarded to the Immigration Police for further review, suggesting that Mr. Thomas may have already violated Thai regulations. In response to these developments, Mr. Thomas issued an apology on YouTube. Ali Bokhari, a 33-year-old Saudi Arabian man, embarked on a heartfelt journey to reunite with his Thai nanny, who had cared for him in Saudi Arabia more than 30 years ago. His mission was to express his gratitude for her kindness in raising him. After an extensive search, Ali finally located his nanny, Mrs. Banyan, 77-year-old, residing in Nakhon Ratchasima province. Mrs. Banyan shared her story, recalling how she had taken care of Ali and his siblings since 1992 while working as a maid in Saudi Arabia. However, she had to abruptly return to Thailand due to her son's accident, leaving behind the children she had cared for. Despite the passage of three decades, Mrs. Banyan held on to a phone number provided by Ali's father, never expecting Ali to seek her out. However, one day she received a call from a hotel in Pattaya inquiring about her address, leading to Ali's heartfelt reunion with her. The emotional reunion was marked by tears of joy as Ali embraced Mrs. Banyan, reminiscing about their time together. To repay her kindness, Ali gifted her a three-wheeled electric motorcycle to alleviate her walking difficulties and arranged for transportation for her medical appointments. Before returning to Saudi Arabia, Ali assured Mrs. Banyan that he would visit her annually, cherishing their newfound bond. Reflecting on the reunion, Mrs. Banyan expressed her gratitude and astonishment at Ali's unwavering dedication to find her, despite the geographical and cultural differences between them. Ali, touched by the reunion, emphasized the significance of the moment and pledged to return to Thailand in the future. So as we conclude today's episode, I want to invite you to share your thoughts in the comments below. The show isn't just about delivering news, it's about fostering a conversation. Your insights and perspective matter to me. So keep the dialogue alive, like this video, subscribe to our channel and share it with others. Your support means the world to us. I'm Kira Mack. You've been tuning into the Thai Expat Daily Show. Until next time, take care and stay engaged.